Hello. Welcome to another Everyday English program. From time to time, Everyday English revisits problems of usage which have been discussed in the past. We do this for a good reason. A problem of usage or pronunciation may persist amongst our listeners. In the next two programs, I'm going to discuss one such problem of usage. The problem is associated specifically with the word sanction, spelled
S-A-N-C-T-I-O-N.
I would also like to discuss the pronunciation of the word create, spelled
C-R-E-A-T-E.
Create and its derivatives. But first, the word sanction. The word sanction can be used both as a verb and as a noun. When used as a verb, it has a present tense form, a past tense form, and has all the regular forms of a verb. As a verb, it means
to give one's permission for doing something.
This may mean giving approval for an action to be taken, or giving a personal or official support. For example,
he said he couldn't sanction payment of such large sums of money.
And the sentence simply means,
he said he could not give permission for payment of such large sums of money.
This use of sanction is in a verb sense. He wouldn't give approval. He wouldn't give his personal support. Now let's listen again to the sentence, this time within a larger context.
He said he couldn't sanction payment of such large sums of money.
What reason did he give?
He didn't give any reason. Or is he compelled to?
I suppose not, but in the past he has sanctioned the granting of even larger sums of money.
He has?
Yes. I can cite instances when he has sanctioned granting loans of much greater value than this.
I suppose he now wants to protect himself. He probably now realizes that sanctioning the granting of loans of that order of magnitude without seeking approval from the board is not the safest thing to do.
In this short dialogue, the verb sanction and its derivatives have been used several times, and the meaning is give approval, give permission, allow. Now listen.
I can cite instances when he sanctions the granting of even larger loans.
Adju is puzzled as to why the manager is unwilling to give permission for the granting of the loan. In the past, he has given permission for or authorized the granting of loans involving much larger sums of money. The verb sanction in all these contexts means permit, authorize, support, but it does not mean or imply punish or reprimand or show disapproval. This is the sense in which the verb sanction has been used or continues to be used in this country in public discussions and in newspaper writing. An example of such wrong use of the verb sanction is this.
The Minister of Natural Resources should have sanctioned the contractor for such reckless destruction of our forest. I suggest the President should sanction the Minister for such gross dereliction of duty.
The sentence means,
the Minister of Natural Resources should have approved the contractor's reckless destruction of our forests, and I suggest that the President should approve and give backing to the minister's gross dereliction of duty.
How farcical. But that's what the sentence means. Obviously, not the speaker's intention. He has conveyed exactly the opposite of the meaning he intends to convey. And this is because he does not understand the meaning of the word sanction as a verb. Now, let's turn to sanction as a noun. The noun has two meanings, and these account for a lot of the confusion in our use of the word in public discussions and in newspaper writing. The first is
permission, approval, permission or approval for an action.
Thus, a board can give sanction to an action taken by its manager.
So a government can give sanction to a minister's decision, and by this we mean the government approved it and gave permission for it.
Yes.
C&A Limited published my poems without my sanction.
That is, they published the poems without my permission or approval. Here too, sanction does not mean punishment or blame. Let me now turn to the second meaning of the noun sanction. This use of sanction occurs in international discussions only, and it means
a set of measures which the international community takes to force a country to obey an international law.
This meaning implies punishment, blame, and disapproval. It has nothing to do with permission or approval. Here's an example of its use.
Zimbabwe has been given prominence in recent international discussions. Look at this newspaper headline.
There are already threats of economic sanctions against that small country.
Sanctions, whether political or economic, rarely bite.
Well, some believe that sanctions will prove effective this time. I'm told China is in danger of having economic sanctions imposed on her.
For?
For attempting to ship arms to beleaguered Zimbabwe.
The use of the noun sanctions in this context has punitive implications. It refers to punishment, which is likely to be imposed on two countries for carrying out acts which are against international agreements. This use of the noun sanction is in the context of international relations. And now a brief comment on the pronunciation of create, spelled C-R-E-A-T-E. The pronunciation is create, not create. For example, we say, he created the problem. The problem was his own creation, but not he created the problem. And we do not say the problem was his own creation. That's all. Remember to tune in tomorrow for a continuation of the subject. Till then, it's goodbye from us and have a good day.